afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Kyle Dotson.
And Kyle joining us today at the table, first time ever.
Yeah.
Never been here before.
No. Off mic a little bit, or like interjecting, or just coming in to correct something, but...
No, she's a guest.
No, I mean before she...
Oh, before
she's
she
never
talks?
Been.
Oh, no. I see what you're saying. She's been
I'm
in
not
the room
today. Yeah,
she's
like,
been in the room,
but never officially on mic for.
No, never officially on mic until now. I believe you're her third husband.
Mm-hmm.
And no, this is now. Like, how do you guys say it? It's Marissa Riggs or Marissa Riggs.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Marissa. Say hello.
Hello.
So now, Marissa, you're like my wife. You didn't take.
I'm not your wife.
No, I said you're like my wife in that you didn't take our stupid last name.
No, I did not.
No. And that's fine with me, and I'm sure it's fine with Kyle,
yeah,
and it should be
care.
Fine with everyone. But how are you guys introduced then? Just Kyle and Marissa. It's not like we're never introduced as Mr. and Mrs. Patrick Dotson. That's
also,
not
where
going.
Are you formally being introduced like that? Are you walking into the ball and they're like, now presenting?
When we met the Queen. And when I say that, I mean RuPaul.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they introduced us.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Marissa, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. You guys have been married for how many months now? Since
six.
August? Six
yeah.
months. It's almost
so busy that we forgot that, like,
yeah.
until like 2 weeks ago, we're like, oh, we missed our 6 month anniversary.
Are you guys celebrating a month to month anniversary?
Mm, kind of.
Yeah.
How long
that? We say like, oh, happy anniversary. It's our anniversary.
That just happens for like the first year. Then.
I think so.
Then you're not
that,
like,
right?
Hey, honey, 15 months. I mean, that sounds crazy, right?
We do it by day.
Well, leap year, you get an extra day yeah. to celebrate this year.
That's true.
You guys were married August 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Friday.
Yes.
It's Nana Lucy's birthday.
Yes.
August 23rd. And it was a destination wedding for everyone but you guys, because you guys live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, we live down the street.
Live down the street.
From where we got married. So, yeah, it was, and we kind of had it on a Friday. We thought, like, if people wanted to come and mm-hmm. stay for the week, you know, or stay for the weekend,
right.
then they're not tied up all
mm-hmm.
all weekend. So
we flew out from California, and we stayed until Sunday, and Pilar stayed an extra couple days to teach, and then Ezra went to college from there. But the Hollidaysburg contingent wedding was on Friday. They left Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? We traveled 3,000 miles and thought we were going to get some family
totally
time.
Totally fine with that.
It is. But like for us, we thought, oh, we'll get to hang out with everyone because mm-hmm. they never see Ezra.
No.
And so this was a chance.
Or go anywhere.
And they left Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
And yet not mind-boggling.
No, yeah, not at all.
They had to beat all the traffic going into Hollidaysburg.
Oh, my God. It's so stupid. So you guys started with, you sent your save the date postcard.
Yeah, and we sent that pretty early.
2 years in advance.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, you got to
and
know,
especially
save the
if,
date.
Well, we knew a lot of people were going to be traveling, and a lot of our friends that are out here, you know, might yeah. need to save up for it. So yeah. that was kind
and when
of...
And it's on a Friday, so you probably have to take off work Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
And you have to leave early, and you get to book a hotel. You got to do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's not unreasonable.
Yeah.
It's not crazy that mm-hmm. it's 2 years. But so explain, Marissa, you explain the save the date postcard for everyone, which first of all, I want to preface it by saying, it's fabulous.
Thank you.
Now explain what it is.
It was Till Death Do Us Part themed. And yeah. it was two skeletons holding hands.
Yes. And you can see their hearts inside their chests.
Yeah. And they're like cartoonish.
They're cartoonish. Not like, it's not
anatomically correct.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So that's what it is.
It's the quote, like, girl skeleton had some eyelashes yeah. on it. And the boy
skeleton had a penis. No, that's not right. And they're holding hands, and it's mm-hmm. Till Death Do Us Part, and it's great. It's fun,
yeah.
and my mom She talked about that for 2 fucking years.
You'd have thought we sent her a copy of Cannibal Holocaust.
It was unbelievable. I mean, like she would go, did you get that save the date postcard? So my mom's like, what'd you think of that? And I go, I thought it was great. It's so funny. A little morbid. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, what are you talking about? Ah. Two skeletons. Oh, that's not marriage. I'm like, what are you missing?
I think love should be equal. If two skeletons want to get married, yeah, they should be able to.
Yeah. And like, but my mom, I'm like, she like misses the, she goes, what's funny about it? I go, look, mom, you're in your 80s and we're talking about people that are in their 20s. So the level of what people think is funny and isn't is wildly different. I go, if you can't see what the message is on that, I go, that's, what am I going to do? I'm in a weird position. I got to move around. Keep craning my neck to see. There you go. That's better, right?
Yeah.
Hi. Look at that. Hello, I'm a host. So this went on for 2 years. It literally went on for 2 years. Like, because you guys
still had it on their fridge all the time.
Probably so when people came in, my mom could go, what do you think of that? I mean,
so many people coming over.
I know. It's just the same stupid crew.
Like 12 people.
So
all of Hollidaysburg.
This for us it was great because we never go anywhere as a family unit. Like we don't go on family vacations, mm-hmm. like the four of us. Like three of us do something or two here and two there.
And it's but just like busy. It's expensive.
Yeah. And we live in Southern California, so there's so many things you don't have to pack up and fly
day trip somewhere.
Yeah. Like Pilar my father-in-law Philip will often go, why don't you come to Florida? And it's like, well, we live in California without the humidity, you know? So it's like, why would we, I get it. I understand. But, and you come here 3 times a year.
It's easier for one person to travel than four.
And cheaper, you know, it's the whole deal. So, and going to my parents to Hollidaysburg is not a vacation. We did that once and it was easily 10, 12 years ago.
You don't want to see where the slinky was made?
No, I don't care where the slinky was made. I don't care.
It's a lot of used to be's.
Yeah.
Like that used to be this.
Yep. That used to be American industry. This building used to be thriving.
People used to be here up and down the street all day long. Now they sell drugs here. Like that's like the equivalent of what it is.
I know. It's insane. So what was I going to say? So and then my dad.
Now, Pap Joe. He famously will wait till the last minute and screw anything up.
Plans.
He will either say, like, if he says he's not going, then he'll, like, at the last minute be like, yeah, you know what, I'm going to go. Like, as you're getting in the car or vice versa.
And to preface this, my mom not understanding the save the date card, I also want to say that my mom's the fun one of the two. And her family her extended family, cousins and everything. That's the fun family. My dad's side of the family is like the people from Deliverance without the fun musical ability.
Yeah, and like he has like a few here and there, but like for the most part,
they're
like kind of dour.
They're
strange.
real country.
Yeah,
like real like in a cabin with a musket.
Yeah.
And one tooth and a jug with three X's
and
on it.
And they also have they just have like the weirdest nicknames that aren't even close to their regular
name. These guys have nicknames. Like let's say there's a guy named, I'm going to make up a name. Let's say there's a guy named Donald Dotson and I'll go, what's his name? My dad will go, you know what they call him? We called him Stretch. And I'll go, I don't know. Well, why'd you call him Stretch? I don't know. That's just what we called him. Like, there's no reason.
Yeah, there's no...
There's no reason.
Not even a good story.
One guy's nickname is Pood. Now, I'm like, Pood, did he crap his pants? What's that? No. Well, you didn't... Why would you say that? I'm like, because Pood, like, you pooed his pants?
No, for no, Christ's sake, what the hell's the matter with you? Yeah,
yeah. So anyway, my dad decides he's not, and by the way, you can drive to Brooklyn from Hollidaysburg. How long did it take?
They rented a van. A
giant van.
So they could all drive because my Nana won't drive and my mom's other grandmother's, mom went, you know. Yeah.
And these people all live in Hollidaysburg.
Yeah. So
everyone coming lives in Hollidaysburg.
So
except for us.
It probably took 5.5 hours maybe. If they stopped to eat, maybe 6.
Yeah. So my dad decides he's not going.
like, surprisingly with enough time for some, but, like, still, like, it was, like, a month before.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like...
And how did he tell you?
He called
you're, first of all, you're the oldest grandson. Mm-hmm. You're the first grandchild to get married. Mm-hmm. He probably won't be alive to see another grandchild get married because Ezra's in college. Well, Casey's not planning on getting married anytime soon. Then comes Ezra. They're in college.
Yeah, and they probably have, you know, 5-10 years.
Yeah, I mean,
probably.
Yeah, I mean, if, Ezra's if ever, 19. So,
and then everyone else is younger.
Everyone
so
else is in high school. So this is his one chance to see a grandchild get married, in my opinion.
Yes. So
and, go ahead.
So, so he called me on the phone. Now, this came after, this came on the heels of him and your sister, his daughter, Aunt Amy,
mm-hmm.
And their son, Eric, who's in on, they all took a trip to Boston.
They took a trip to Boston. They went up to.
They drove further.
They drove further than Boston to Glens Falls, New York.
Or no, they drove up, yeah, over to Glens Falls, New York, and then to Boston.
And then to
Boston.
So
they took a big trip
further than Brooklyn. But won't go to your wedding.
Yeah, and then he said that he got real nervous on that trip.
Yeah, well, you should have saved your nervousness for Kyle's wedding.
And then he didn't want to come. Now, I just said, I was like, okay, that's, like, I just was like, that's fine. I don't want to do anything that would make you uncomfortable. I wish, I would like you to be there. That's why we invited you. However, I understand if you don't want to come. And I just left it at that. Now, everyone else was a little more mad than I was.
Yeah, I put it a little different to him when he told me on the phone. I said, that's an asshole move. I go, I can't believe that you wouldn't go to you. I go, you have no reason. You can't tell me any reason that will suffice.
But the kicker is.
Now here's the kicker. Now here's the thing.
It's a catch-22 because.
It's the biggest catch-22 of all time.
Because you want, like, obviously you should want him to go. He's a member of the family.
Yes.
To do this. However, everyone else has a much better time when he doesn't go.
It is unbelievable. And
he causes all the consternation.
Yep. He stirs it up.
Let's preface it by saying he's not self-sufficient.
Like, not at all.
Like, he would basically be like, I need to go home or I need to go back to the hotel right now because I want to take a nap. And they'd be like, well, we can't.
Yeah.
And we could put you in a lift. And he'd be like, oh, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, and then he'd be miserable.
Or he'd get lost, even though he was in the army. He just gets lost. Yeah. He has no idea where he is. So, like, if he's not in control of the situation or has the ability to get where he needs to go, then he's just miserable.
Or the phony ailments will start to come up, Marissa. It'll be like, my stomach's starting to hurt. Okay, well, what do you want to do? I don't know what to do. Maybe I should go back and lie down. It's just like, what the heck?
We should also say that he doesn't eat he eats all the time, all day long.
Yeah.
But then when he's on a trip, he doesn't eat because he's afraid he'll have to go to the bathroom and use a public restroom. So if they want to stop and eat, he will be miserable because he's hungry.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, give me some saltines and a Sprite. And sometimes he'll sit in the car, but then they won't leave the keys and he'll be like, it's hot in there. Like,
he's a big fucking baby.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to conduct himself.
My dad's a big fucking baby.
Yeah, so.
So then here's the catch-22. So even though we're mad at him that he's not going, we're also glad that he's not going.
And my Nana called me and said, honey, I know you're disappointed that Pat's not coming, but trust me, we'll all have a much better time without him there.
Now, I want to say, everyone had an amazing time. And Pilar kept saying, your whole family's in an amazing mood today. This whole weekend, everyone's getting along. Everyone's in a great mood. And she goes, what? And I go, yeah, what's the factor? What's the X factor? She's like, what do you mean? I go, who's not here? She goes, your dad. I go, yeah, I told you. He's the X factor. Whenever there's problems, it's because of him. So, first of all, I do want to say, this was the most fun wedding that we've ever been to.
Thank you.
Pilar and I, we could not stop raving about it. The kids, it was the most fun of all time. Of all time. It was that fun. I'm not kidding. I've been telling people that since everything was, you guys planned it to a T. You were, everything was on point. Everything from the food to the music, to the ceremony, which, by the way, the ceremony is you guys are getting married in a graveyard. Okay.
Yes.
This is another thing that I keep hearing about for 2 years up until you get married. And I go, Mom, I don't know. What's it matter? And she's like, in a graveyard. What do you think of that? Now, your ceremony wasn't in and around the tombstones. You know, you didn't, you know, there were, I mean, I don't know what my parents thought. I don't know what they thought there was going to be an open grave next to where it was
standing
gonna be.
In our own grave.
Well, yes.
Yeah. We stand in two graves and then we both step into one grave
yeah,
to and, like signify unity.
And then we cover you up with dirt and then you rise up as a married couple. But what was the, now there's a building on the, what was that building called?
Where you actually house.
The gatehouse.
The gatehouse. The gatehouse is what's that house? I don't know. Tell me what it is.
You know a little bit.
It's
more.
At the cemetery. The gatehouse is at the cemetery.
And it was Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn for anyone who wants to look it up. So
the gatehouse was built in 1876. It was for the groundskeeper of Greenwood Cemetery. Now they've refurbished it and renovated it, and now it's supposed to be for an artist in residence to use.
Okay, cool.
I'm not sure if that's opened yet or not.
Yeah, they're like in the process of renovating. I think before they kind of used it for storage. They've been going around like renovating parts of it.
Cool.
So, but we could open that up. She could get ready in there with her bridesmaids. We could store stuff in there overnight. Like
it's perfect.
It was really great. There were bathrooms in there.
Yep.
So it was like,
so in case you had more than a saltine and a Sprite to eat and you had to go to the bathroom, but you guys were married on the porch.
Yeah.
And so any graveyard element, if that was a bother to someone, it's behind you. You're not even seeing it. Like any of your pictures, it's just such a non-issue, but my family likes to have something to argue about. They have to have something to argue about. Now, what about your family? Was everything smooth sailing on your side of the family?
Shockingly, yes.
And that's good, and I'm glad, because it's such a goddamn hassle sometimes with our family. It's such a mess. Then, I don't know what else. Let's play a song. Let's play a song, and then we'll keep talking more.
Okay.
What's the first song I have queued up? It's Walk Into the Reception. Right.
Yeah, and this was kind of we had an instrumental version of this that played as we like after we were married, and then we like processed out.
Yeah.
So.
And this is perfect because you guys were married on a Friday.
Yep.
So this, what's the song?
It's Friday I'm in Love by The Cure.
Let's hear it. Excellent. Perfect. Perfect. Love it. I saw The Cure this past year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. How was it?
It was great. Never seen him before.
Where did you see him? The Bowl?
It was at the Rose Bowl, but it wasn't in the Rose Bowl. It was like a festival that was...
Okay. Like that. Yeah. We didn't see them live, but we went to a concert film at the Alamo Drafthouse. They showed... I think it was from last year, somewhere in, where do you remember where it was? It was in London somewhere.
No idea.
But it was
Hyde
like
Park.
Probably Hyde Park. Park yeah.
And it was like a huge, they were, it was just jammed full of people.
This was jammed too. It was crazy.
Yeah,
they sounded great.
Yeah.
It was really good. And like, I don't know The Cure songs by their title.
Mm-hmm.
Like every one, I'm like, I know the song. Yeah. I know that one. No, that one's good. So, what else? So you got, yeah, but anyway, you guys, the food was amazing. And that's what we're playing today. We're playing your wedding playlist, part of it, because you had like 700 songs.
Yeah, we just gave it to, we should shout out our DJ Doug Bledgy.
DJ Bledge.
DJ Doug. He was great. He was like super cool, like super easy to work with. We
that's
were just
good.
Like,
that's what you want.
Here's our do not playlist. It was all train. but yeah, he was like, and then he's like, do you mind if I like add some stuff in? It'll be like similar. And we're like, yeah. So, I mean, if he did, I didn't really even notice.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was great.
Perfect. And, and the food, you guys had great. You had this macaroni and cheese spoon, and the spoon was made out of a tortilla chip.
Yeah, Parmesan. Like it looked like the consistency of like a tortilla.
The first one I ate, I threw the spoon away because I didn't even know. And then someone goes, you know, you can eat that spoon. I'm like, What are you talking about?
At least you didn't eat the soaps.
I didn't eat the soaps.
Yeah, we gave soaps out as favors, and one of my friends, Noah, ate one of the soaps and then came up and he was like, I'm not feeling so good. I ate one of those soaps.
I ate one of those candies.
I was like, why? He's like, I thought it was candy. I was like, it smells like soap. And it says inside soap.
And don't you know that it's after you bite into it, don't you go, and spit it out?
The whole thing in his mouth.
And he swallows candy?
I guess.
He doesn't even chew it up?
He just like chewed it and swallowed it.
So if I
he was also in the military, by the way.
If I give him a milk dud, he swallows it.
I guess.
Because that's what it would be akin to, swallowing a milk dud.
Yep.
So you guys had, you made little caskets that and you made them, correct, Marissa?
Well, we ordered from Etsy. It was like a pattern, like a little box, but you folded them all up with your bridesmaid.
And we added the,
I thought you were going to say you folded them all up with your hands.
We also added little vampire teeth to hold the name tags.
So your like kind of favor was also your name tag.
Yeah, and then inside were these skull soaps
that we made.
That you made.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We got a mold and dye and fragrance.
They tasted terrible. They were not good. So those were great. So you would go over and get that. You would get those and you would go to
say what table you're at and you'd sit at the table.
It was so good. It was so good. And that food was amazing. Like, the whole time I was there, I'm like, my dad, Pap Joe would love this food.
Yeah.
But what? Wonder what he ate the whole week.
I don't know, but he goes,
Rice
boy, I heard you had great food there.
Yep. I would be so pissed off if he asked me any questions about the wedding for the rest of my life. I would just be like, you could have been there. Please don't ask me any more questions. I'd be so mad. It just aggravates me.
Oh, yeah. So our main course was chicken and waffles.
Mm-hmm. It was terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, and let's play another song. Let's play another song, and then I'll talk. Then we'll talk more, or I'll talk over you.
So this was our first dance song.
What's it called?
Into My Arms by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
All right, let's play it.
I don't believe in an interventionist God. I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask him. Not to intervene when it came to you. Well, not to touch a hair in your head, leave you as you are. If he felt he had to direct you, then direct you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms.
So who chose this song?
So we initially had like another song, right?
We did.
So we had...
Bad to the Bone, right?
We'll hear it later. It's our playout song. But we kind of then like realized that we should maybe do something a little different. Like, I think you could come up with like, let's do this one the first and then the other one the last song.
Yeah. But who picked this song?
I think you did, because you knew this song.
Yeah.
This is a good song.
Thanks.
I didn't know the song until...
Thanks, I wrote it.
Because I didn't think you knew Nick Cave.
No.
No. I mean, I know who he is and what he looks like, but I don't know his music. Mm-hmm. But this is a great song.
Yeah.
And did you guys take dance lessons?
We did. Go ahead.
We did. No, go ahead.
It was like... And we tried to practice in our small apartment, mm-hmm. and we were like...
We went out to our building courtyard.
And did it. And then it was just like... We just kind of were like... Halfway through while we were doing it, we're just like, let's just stop.
It's hard to practice in your building courtyard when people are walking through with their groceries and their dogs. And
the good thing is it's New York, so they've seen it all.
Yeah,
so they don't care.
Wasn't super strange wasn't for anyone. Strange. But yeah, it was, it was good.
I've seen worse things in that courtyard.
For sure. So, and that was lovely. The first dance mm-hmm. was lovely. You guys nailed it. Even if Kyle was looking at the imaginary painted footprints on the floor. I'm like, look how much I was telling people, like, look how much he's concentrating. He's really concentrating. He doesn't want to mess up. And Marissa was leading, for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, great song. So, you know, we're 2 for 2 on these songs.
Thanks.
And what's the next song?
The next song is Promise by Tori Amos.
Oh, and now this is something neat you did. You had your, normally, I don't know if I like the word normally.
Traditionally,
The bride would have maybe a dance with her dad. But you chose to celebrate the lady and had a dance with your mom.
I did.
And now what, how did this, did your dad feel slighted or was he cool with it? How does that work out?
He was fine with it. Mm-hmm. My mom and I just have a very special relationship, mm-hmm. and my dad and I just don't quite have
the same relationship.
It's not the same thing. And I tried really hard with the whole everything with the wedding to kind of deviate from tradition.
Sure.
I think maybe it's like my theater training, just thinking about everything as a production. And
it's your one day. You should make it your own thing.
Well, yeah, you should talk about like what you wore and like how you walked down the aisle and all that stuff.
On her hands. Know. She walked down the aisle on her hand. And Kyle came down on a unicycle. No, go ahead. I interrupted. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Just thinking about like the different traditions and where they come from and the different implications of doing them versus not doing mm-hmm. them. And I never really liked the idea of feeling like property, like being walked down by a man to be given to a man.
That makes sense.
So I walked down by myself mm-hmm. and how to dance with my mother.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now did you ask her dad for her hand in marriage? Did
no.
you do that? You
no.
didn't. Good. Thank God. What now? You're making a face, Marissa. What's going on?
Cause I proposed while I was drunk.
All right.
So, over text.
Pilar did that to me too. When we were first dating, I'm like, will you go to sleep? That's exactly what I say. Just go to sleep. I am not down with that. Whenever anyone says, well, I had to ask her dad for her hand in marriage, I go, are you an asshole?
Not marrying my dad.
Yeah. I go, that's none of his business. That's her business. If she wants to marry you, she'll say, yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what he says.
Yeah.
Because then people will go, what about when your daughters get married? I go, look, if the kid's been around for a long time and we like him and we get along with him and he's treating my daughter nicely, or in Ezra's case, if they or he or she is treating my daughter nicely, that's all that matters to me. It doesn't, I don't need to say anything. Trust me, if I don't like someone, they'll know it far before, way before it's time to even pop the question. So I always thought I'm not down with that tradition. Mm-hmm. So no, those were great, great deviations from, you know, what is deemed traditional.
And you wore a black dress.
I did wear a black dress.
Now I would like to walk my daughters down the aisle, but I would do that. I would do that with Pilar. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll do whatever. Put it this way, I'll do whatever they say they want to do. I'm not going to go. I wouldn't say like, hey, I really want to do this. I'd just be like, oh, okay, cool. Excellent. Mm-hmm. So the first dance, what song did you pick you and your mom dance to?
Promise by Tori Amos.
Let's hear it.
Promise not to say that you told me so. Promise not to say that I'm getting too old. Promise not to take. Never take your phone. I mean, take that word. You mean over yours. What I need to know, will you be there, be there, be there? Be there, be there, be there. Where the sun shines, I will. It follows you everywhere. You call my love.
So did you cry on your wedding day, Marissa?
Yeah.
What was the first thing that made you cry?
Kyle. Oh.
Because you said, because you were like,
oh,
I can't.
Fuck, I'm stuck.
Because he had Batman boxers under his tux?
I don't know what boxers he was wearing.
So what was the first thing? He made you cry in what way? Just seeing him?
The boxers were my something borrowed.
Unless it's personal, then don't say.
I mean, you were there. He said in his vows, how can I say in a few minutes what my everything means to me? And I just lost it.
And then he followed it up with...
I followed up with, and now on to my Marissa.
And Marissa, your vows, you did it like a Mad Lib. No, I'm kidding.
I did yell, this is so stupid in the middle of it. So
when you're crying, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean you're stupid that you're crying?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't think you're going to cry. I cried like a blubbering, I don't know what you, a blubbering what, Kyle? Baby?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, as soon as I saw Pilar walking down the aisle, like I was so cool, you know, in the back. And then I got out on the altar and I was like, oh, here we go. And then Pilar comes down and then, so, yeah.
Kyle didn't cry.
No.
I got choked up and teared up, but I think I was like so kind of like nervous.
Yeah, tough guy.
In general.
You told me you were sweating too hard to cry.
I was sweating a lot and like trying not to sweat. You're just trying to, you're just like, I'm just going to stand here to not sweat.
It might have been the most romantic thing you've ever said.
Sweating too hard to cry.
Your body was crying.
Yeah, like I'm crying from every pore right now. I don't have liquid in my body. I may pass out.
And all your friends were in to be in the bridal party. Everyone made it in. Mm-hmm. No one didn't make it. Came from all over. Your buddies, everybody's buddies, your gals and your dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun seeing everyone in the morning down in the...
At the hotel
for breakfast.
And now, like I said, we live really pretty close by. It was easy for us. And my parents were like, are you going to stay at the hotel with us the night before? You could stay here. And I was like, why?
Why?
Why would I do that?
Sense.
Why would I pack up all my shit and bring it over?
Yeah.
It was so stupid. And sometimes don't think about stuff.
And sometimes that's met with,
We thought you were.
Yeah.
Why would you think
why
that?
Why would you do that?
I'm going to stay in my own house, in my own bed.
Yeah. Yeah, in my own shower, where I know where everything is.
Yeah,
I'll be more comfortable. I'll have to
cart everything over.
Leisurely get there, it's fine. So, what else do I want to talk about? What else was cool about the wedding? It almost rained, and it didn't.
Yeah, it was like a little, but it worked out because our pictures look fantastic.
Yeah,
the lighting's great.
Yeah.
The pictures are really good.
Shout out to Novella
Photography, husband and wife.
Yeah. They were amazing because they weren't intrusive,
but
they
were
somehow
everywhere.
They were everywhere the whole time. And I just knew they were getting good shots because they were nonstop on it. Mm-hmm. They were great. And of course, since my dad didn't show up, we made sure that my mom got a picture with all the grandkids. That's another thing. My dad has not seen Ezra. I'm going to say 10 years.
Yeah, from when they were probably last out here, I think.
And so this was his opportunity to see Ezra.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, as a bonus.
Yeah.
Oh, I get to see all the grandkids.
You get all, every time we've been together, the last few times, they always want a shot with them and all the grandkids.
Yeah,
and they
want
us to get dressed up or look nice or whatever. And here was their opportunity.
Everyone looks the best they can look. They're all dressed to the nines. Everyone's in one place. And he chooses not to come like a jackass. Not even a jackass. A jackass is what I am. An asshole. It's an asshole behavior. I'm sorry.
But we got a nice picture of pretty much everyone in the family together. And so
I good. I got up early wedding day and took a walk through Brooklyn, which my mom would have thought that I was, walking through a minefield. She's like, what time did you get up? I go, I got up at 6. What did you do? I go, I went out and walked around the neighborhood. You didn't. I'm like, yes.
Oh, that was another thing I heard so she's always nervous about everything that could possibly happen anywhere. So when they get to the hotel, she was like, they wanted her on floor 6.
Yeah.
And it maybe has 9 floors.
Yeah.
If that.
Right.
And she was like, I don't want to be all the way up there. So what if there was a fire?
So then they took her down to the first floor.
The first floor.
Which is actually in the a basement floor, yeah, actually.
So, and she goes, nope. And then, oh, because no, the initial one, because my parents were on 4 or 5. The initial one, they wanted her, they were going to be right across the hall from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, no, that room was terrible.
Yeah, she said the room was terrible.
No, my dad and Casey walked in, and they're finicky, and they were like, it's fine.
Yeah, what's terrible about it?
She goes, oh, I don't like it over here. So then they took her up. She didn't want that. It was too high.
Then they took her down.
Too low.
She's like one. She's like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. This room is too low. This room is too high.
They have endless rooms when you have a wedding block.
And then they ended up staying in the same room that they first showed the first gen. Yeah.
So then when I go up to her room, I knock on the door, and she's like, "Who is it?"
Like, puts a voice on.
It's like it's your son. Open up the door. Pat. I'm like, oh my God, open up the door.
You have two sons.
Open up the door. I mean, who does she think someone just, some, like some murderer is just randomly walking around? Hey, open up.
It's your son. Every door.
And then just stabbing away. I mean, my God.
Just like, so it's, that's the mood they were in.
That's the mood they were in. And then.
But they were fine at the wedding. Like, they had a enjoyable time at the wedding, it seemed.
They had a great time. Everyone,
this is beautiful.
I can 100% without lying at all say that everyone had a great time. Even people that thought they weren't going to have a good time at the wedding.
All three of them.
I won't name names. They had a great time at the wedding and even admitted to me that it was way better than they ever thought it was going to be, and they maybe were stupid. So that's all I'm going to say. I had a nice chat with Marissa's dad, too, in the morning, because I was in my...
At 2 in the morning?
No, in the morning. Yeah, we were loaded. No, in the morning.
Laying in the same bed.
He was telling me how fond he was of you, Kyle, and he was saying how proud he was of Marissa. So that was a... You know, everyone was on their... everyone was on their best behavior.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
Yeah.
It was weird. It's because the X Factor wasn't there. All right, what's the next song on the list?
So this is... my mom and I did a... mother son dance.
And who picked this song?
I think it was like heavily hinted that, like, she was like, I would like this song played. And so we picked this song
because it's Carly Simon. Your mom loves Carly Simon.
Yeah, Love of My Life. And it names everything that I don't like at the beginning.
Okay, let's hear it.
I love lilacs.
Nope, I don't like them.
Ukuleles and fireworks, and me a pharaoh, and walking in the snow.
And Nazis.
But you've got to know.
It's a nice song.
It is.
That you're the love of my life. You are the love of my life.
Did your mom cry during this dance?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Did you cry?
No,
because you just.
Cause I was like,
he was too sweaty.
I was like, I don't like any of these things.
Love of my life.
They also name check Woody Allen at one point, which is very uncomfortable.
No. I thought she name checked Mia Farrow earlier.
She does.
Why would she put both of them in the same song?
Oh, you know what it is?
Quite simply.
Is it a list of things she hates? Is second.
So after the Woody Allen stuff, she replaced Woody Allen's name with Mia Farrow.
Oh,
so the version we had Woody Allen in it. Can I like remember turning and being like, no, we don't.
There was
like
a
Woody
ripple
Allen.
Through the whole room.
I was like, no, we don't like Woody Allen.
Now, at any time was this song considered for your dance with your mom?
Maybe a bit. We wavered a little bit on this one.
This could have been the one.
Says spittle on the griddle as you drop that batter into that hot butter. Round and round, piping hot, like as not. What we got is hotcakes. Hubba hubba hubba, puffing up fluffy and sweet. Now wait, and now flip it.
What a terrible song.
That
have you ever heard that?
No.
That's
Carly Simon's
Hotcakes. James Taylor wrote that. Carly Simon is...
Was that when he was on heroin?
Carly Simon's pregnant on the front of the album cover, and the album's called Hotcakes. I think this is about getting pregnant. I think that's a sex song.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to it,
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
It's drop, you know, drop the this on the griddle and sizzle and flip it and all this. I'm like, oh, this is all. And then it gets fluffy and sweet, like you're like as you get as you start to show that you're pregnant, you're getting fluffy. Mm-hmm.
This is also how the South teaches people about pregnancy.
That's right. That's right.
Don't put a pancake on a griddle. Because you could get pregnant.
And certainly don't let your cousin put it on your griddle. Okay, what's the next tune?
This is an Adam Sandler song, believe it or not, from The Wedding Singer.
This is, as far as the Adam Sandler comedy movies go, this is his best movie.
Yeah.
Now, he's great in some dramas like Spanglish. Mm-hmm. And
but I wouldn't consider those an Adam Sandler movie. Like Uncut Gems is not an Adam Sandler movie.
Yes, and neither is Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's in a drama, it's not an Adam Sandler movie. Yeah. He's just good in it. But for me, this is his best movie. It's funny and it's got a good story.
Yeah, so this was our song for cake cutting. I suggested this one. I think it like worked. It was fun and and whatever.
I wanna make you smile whenever you're sad.
He sounds really good too.
Carry
young.
You around when your arthritis is bad. All I wanna do is grow old with you. I'll get you medicine when your tummy aches. Build you a fire if the furnace breaks. Oh, it could be so nice growing old with you. I'll miss you, kiss you, give you my coat when you are cold. Need you, feed you, even let you hold the remote control.
Very nice. I love it. I love that song. Here's where I stand with giving my coat to anyone right now.
Mm-hmm.
If we're out and about, and anyone in the family gets cold and they want my coat, they can have it. But if we go to a movie, you can't fucking have my coat. Because every time we leave for the movies, I go, everyone take a coat. And sometimes they don't take a coat. They're like, it's hot outside. I'm like, it's going to be freezing in the movie and I'm not giving you my coat.
There are certain just givens in the world. And one is that the movie theater is always cold.
Take your coat. And then we get there and a half hour in, Dad, can I have your coat? I'm like, I told you to bring a coat.
Here's what I told her once. Why isn't my thing to be punished for being prepared?
What's yours is mine, babe.
Yep.
I mean, now it is, but this was prior to us being here.
Oh my God, I did not want to give my coat up. I've even taken an extra sweatshirt and then they said, can I have your coat? I go, I brought this. Take it.
Here's an itchy sweater.
Hey, why don't those reclining seats have warmers in them? How much more technology would they have to put in there to warm that seat up?
Then some idiot would burn themselves.
Nah, and then they'd sue. Or maybe they'd spill a drink on it and it would blow up. That's what my mom would say. Oh, don't sit on those seats. They'll blow up.
Is that a fire in there?
What did I learn today that my mom does? My mom has a Keurig coffee maker.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's no coronavirus on that thing because she wipes it off after every use.
Yeah,
wipes it down.
And like, we're not talking like with just like a paper towel. Like she wrings out a rag and puts some soap on it and wipes
it down.
The whole, not the inside, but the whole outside.
After every use.
The back of it, the sides.
How dirty is her kitchen?
It's not at all because she does that with everything. She scours the counters.
That's how she says the word scour. She says scour.
Hey, and you get that Murphy's oil soap.
Then she unplugs it after every use.
Yes.
She plugs it in to use it. And then unplugs it after every use. Because why? Because
she said, with that plugged in and that full of water, you'd have a fire. She thinks just the plug just goes into the water.
I bet you could fill that up with gasoline and plug it in and it wouldn't start a fire. That is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. This is the stuff, this is when you come to visit my house or Kyle's grandmother's house, this is the stuff you walk away with and go, what the hell is going on here? How did you escape from this madness?
I'm shocked they trust the Keurig.
Yes.
Because that's something, because like she had a pizza stone that she never used. And I never understood why. And then when we got a pizza stone and I was reading how to care for it, the reason is you're not supposed to wash it with soap because it's porous.
Okay.
because that's how it cooks. So you're just supposed to cook it and like rinse it off and then just let it dry.
Right.
So she went, you'll get an infection. No, it's in an oven. It's like 500 degrees.
You'll get an infection.
So like, so that's why she never used it, because she was like, they said you can't clean it.
It's by the way, when we record this, it's still the weekend of coronavirus has just begun, and we're at the house. You guys are in from New York, and we're in the
licking all the microphones
in the rock room. I did clean all the microphone things with soap and water and stuff. But this is what she told me this past week. She said, "Hey, you know when you take a Clorox wipe and you wipe down your counter?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Then you don't put meat down on your counter." Then I go, "I never put meat right on the counter." I go, "You've never put meat on your counter?" She goes, "Or anything." I go, "What do you mean anything?" She's like, "You know, like don't slice any vegetables." I go, "You never do that on your counter. You put a cutting board down."
Also,
what are you talking about?
They meet immediately. If it's like hours later, you're fine.
And then as you tell her this, and when you're done explaining to her why that's insane, the response will be, okay.
Like, you go ahead and die then.
Or, well, I didn't listen to any of that.
The other, real quick, and then we'll get back. In the history of this, people know that she mispronounces things all the time.
Oh my God.
And so
everything.
Recently she tried to describe someone, and now I don't know why she even was describing someone as this, a Cheshire cat.
Right. That's what she attempted to say.
And she said, he's like a damn Chesapeake cat.
Now, the sad thing is we're used to it, so we all know what she's talking about. But I have to correct her all the time. I'm like, Mom.
In her mind, did she just see the word and just say whatever? Or like, I mean, a Chesapeake cat?
I would love to just record just a normal conversation with her and then have someone transcribe it. They would be like, what is she talking about? I mean, everything, she says every word wrong.
Yeah.
Names, everything.
But it's not a recent thing. It's just always been that
always
way.
Always been. She's like the old comedian Norm Crosby. That was his shtick. He would say things wrong on purpose and people would laugh and that would be funny. But it wasn't funny. It was terrible. But that was just his shtick. But that's her shtick. But it's not a shtick. It's just sad. What's the next song?
Come On, Let's Dance by the Hellflowers.
Now, we have nothing. This is just in your dance playlist. Yeah,
this was the first...
Yes.
Dance song for them to play.
Oh, this is the first, like, everyone all swim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All dance. Come on, let's dance.
Just like romance.
Excellent. Did you guys have like, were you guys like, you can pick 50 and I'll pick 50?
Not really. We just kind of like, we
heard a song and put it on there.
Yeah, we just had like a running like Google Drive sheet and we would just kind of add to it as we thought of things. And then from then we kind of organized and said like, this would be good for dancing. This would be good for this. And then we prioritized things like we want this specifically played. And yeah.
And did you, did you give him the list and he curated the songs or did you give him the songs? Or did he make a Spotify list?
Yeah, so we kind of did both. We gave him the whole spreadsheet, and then we also had a running Spotify list kind of with everything in it, too. Okay. And we gave it to him, and then he made that into his Spotify list, and he had the program, like a DJing program that kind of uses that. Mm-hmm. So he was able to use that.
It's so amazing now. You bring your laptop or an iPod, and you plug it into the system, and you're done. Like,
yeah.
When we got married, we had a guy lug equipment in, and then all of a sudden I see him blowing up a guitar. I'm like, oh, please go over and tell him not to pull that out. I mean, I was sending groomsmen over all the time. I go, hey, that guy just put on a Blues Brothers hat and glasses. You go over there and tell him to get that off right now. I go, tell him to play the fucking songs that are on, because I like burned a CD. I'm like, you tell him to get that fucking CD and put it in, and that's what he's playing. He was a disaster. We went to, as we walked over to cut the cake, and I don't like Frank Sinatra, first of all. I don't like him. He plays Love and Marriage. That's not on our list. Love and marriage. And I'm like, that's the theme from Married with Children. Stop it. What are you doing? And every time I'm like turning around to my groomsmen, I'm like, fucking get over there and tell him to turn that song off. This guy was a fucking disaster. So I'm glad you guys had, it seems like everything went off the day of. I don't know what things might have happened prior to the day. But the day of, everything seemed to be on point.
There were like a few things, like they kind of had messed up our seating chart because it seemed like it was weird because it seemed like our family was like far away from what, like they were kind of supposed to be closer.
Okay.
But.
Well, we also had a pinata, which we had said put in the middle of the room, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And they put it above a table.
Yeah. So
we had to swing a bat above people's glasses.
Yeah, that's
so
tough.
It was like, so there were like a little things like that, but fortunately, like 95% of it went away, I would say.
And your grandmother, Martha, fell down.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, but she's fine.
Yeah, she's fine. She was just like...
She was a good sport about it.
Yeah. And then, your aunt is a senior citizen's nurse.
Yeah, so she took care of her.
So she took care of her, and Dan was an Eagle Scout, and I like grabbed him because I didn't know that your aunt did that. But I was just like, Dan, go over there. And then Dan and Casey had to go to like a Walgreens and get like medicine. But it was fine.
Immediately went in for the mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, which I thought was a little weird.
Yeah.
Now, Kyle's mom's mom, which is, what do you call you?
Grandma.
Grandma. Mm-hmm. Grandma Martha.
Yeah.
This is how she is. Her leg could have been a compound fracture and she would have said, oh, I'm okay.
Doesn't want to be a bother.
Doesn't want to be a bother
about
anything.
Doesn't, and just like, it's fine. It's fine.
I'm fine. Doesn't even hurt.
Yeah. So,
so sometimes that is annoying in all different ways.
Yeah. Cause you're like, you're not fine. You're bleeding.
You're bleeding out. Dan's here with the tourniquet. And then the only other thing was there was glass in my slider. But, you know, I swallowed and that was fine.
That was intentional.
It was intentional. The mm-hmm. Oh, let's talk one more song and then we're going to talk about the cocktails.
Oh, yes.
Cocktails were fun.
This is Beyonce's Love on Top.
Also about making a baby.
Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near. Every time you touch me, I just melt away. Now everybody asks me why I'm smiling on from ear to ear. But I know nothing's perfect, but it's worth it after fighting through my tears. And finally you put me first. Baby, it's you. You're the one I love. You're the one I need. You're the only one I see. Come on, baby, it's you. You're the one that gives your all. You're the one I can always call.
Now the cocktails. Tell us about the cocktails.
So go ahead. You can tell.
Our friend Kevin, who dropped Kyle's grandmother.
Is that cocktail Kevin?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
He was the one dancing with my grandmother when she fell.
How old's your grandmother?
86, I believe.
How old's Kevin?
24.
Kevin, come on, man. Stop. He's doing swing dancing with your grandmother. Okay, so what did Kevin do? Did he design the cocktails?
He did. Okay. He's a bartender. He designs his own drinks, and
we
told him what we liked, and he sent over some recipes, and we sort of tweaked them and named them, and
But describe the one. The one's amazing.
So we had two. We had a mojito named after our dog who passed, Mojito, and we had a love potion, which was a blackberry vodka, lemonade. With dry ice.
Dry ice. So it's like smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And it really makes an impression when you walk in and you see it and you're like, what do you got, a mojito? Oh, what's that?
We have a cool picture with us, with them. And like it's all black in the background and it's like lit. Yeah, it's cool.
I could have drank those all night. I drank two of them.
Basically drank them all night.
Yeah, I drank two of them and then I'm like, I better not I better not drink any more of these. But I could have just kept drinking them.
The last time I was home, Nana goes, "Hey, get me that recipe for that drink."
Well, first of all, you need dry ice, which you're never going to use.
Oh, you'll burn your hand off. Well, I walked past, and Eric, who's younger, he had asked them for a Coke, but he wanted the dry ice in it. So they put it
in
it.
That's cool.
And he was walking around with it, and Nana was going, "Now don't let that in your mouth. It'll burn your mouth."
You don't put the dry ice in your mouth.
When do you ever drink and just put all the ice in your mouth?
I think that guy that eats soap might drink like that.
Yep.
And then you had there was beer too, right?
Yeah.
I think I had a beer after I said I better not have any more of those cocktails. Keep the beers coming.
Yeah. And we actually we bought all of our alcohol ourselves because it ended up being cheaper, and now we have a fully stocked bar, which is fun.
Yep.
At home, but yeah, it ended up just being easier, and even our caterer told us that, to kind of just go buy in bulk. And then
and the party didn't end after the wedding either. You guys all, because your friends are in town.
Yeah, we went and changed and then kind of just went out with them for a little bit. And
yeah, where'd you go?
I don't remember.
We
just like some bar.
Pizza somewhere in Chelsea and went to a gay sports bar.
Yeah. All right. And then we went to the hotel. Yeah.
We didn't look like we belonged. No.
My parents bought us, or my dad specifically bought us a night at the hotel, which was nice because we were just going to stay at our place. And he was like, that way you can, go there.
It'll be special. He wanted to make the rest of the day
and
special.
We went and they were like, can we help you? And we were like, we're here for a room. And they were like,
are you sure?
Yeah. Do you have a reservation?
No, we don't.
They pulled out a wad of ones.
from the gay sports bar. Mm-hmm. And
but it was really nice. Yeah.
What time did you get there?
3.
Yeah.
3 in the morning. And then what time did you get up? Because there was
9 or 10.
Because there's a brunch.
Because that was the other thing. If my parents had left on Sunday like normal,
we
could have done the brunch on Sunday and not had to worry. But then we got up, and then we had to lift over to the brunch. And they were like, where were you?
So you don't really get
to, subway was down.
You don't quite get to relax yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then once they left, we got to relax for that.
Yeah. And then after that, Rita and I were just at the brunch for a short time because then we had to hop in an Uber and we headed into, I guess, Manhattan to see Waitress on.
Yeah, that's right.
Was that on Broadway? Is that considered off Broadway?
On Broadway.
Yes, on Broadway. Because Colleen Ballinger, who you might know as her character Miranda Sings, she was doing a run as one of the characters in it. And she had put on her website or tweeted or whatever she does to her millions of fans that, hey, if you buy tickets and use this code, you'll get them for half price. So we got amazing seats.
That's great.
And cheap, and we had a great time. And I was never to a show on Broadway.
Nice.
And Rita wasn't either. So that was fun
because
we have that. We have that now. We have that memory also. So that was cool. And let's get to some more dancing. Let's do a double shot of this Bowie. You guys played, there was some Bowie on the playlist.
Mm-hmm. What's he saying?
Oh,
get things done.
If you don't like this song, you're a dick. Okay? I was gonna say it.
We'll be right back.
Perfect.
Gotta get to church on time.
Yep. Let's do the other one. Were there more than just two in the playlist, or just the two?
I think there were a few. There was like Let's Dance and some other stuff.
What year was that song?
This is 74.
74. Man, the that opening line is just so, it's still today. You got your mother in a whirl. Mm-hmm. Not sure if you're a boy or a girl. I mean, he was
so progressive.
Way ahead of the mm-hmm. curve with the androgyny. Because mm-hmm. I guess that's what I say is, and I know it's different, but the way I would describe someone who's non-binary today, when I was growing up, it would be androgynous is the word we would use, even though I know those are two different things. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's an easy way to describe it. If you're older. If you're not woke, what song do you guys want to play next? How many do we have?
You want to put anything?
Yeah. You can look at this too. Just call anyone. They're not in that order in the playlist, but you can just, whatever we didn't play, you can call it out.
Here, while you look, I'll play this one.
Wow, you're wasting my time.
Oh, is that the one you're gonna pick?
Yeah. That's
oh, funny. Look at you. You should be getting married.
This is Us by Regina Spektor.
And I put it on a mountaintop. The tourists come and stare at us. Blow bubbles with their gum. Take photographs of fun. Have fun. They'll name a city after us. And later say it's all our fault. Then they'll give us a talking to. Then they'll give us a talking to. Cause they've got you.
We always say denim thieves because I thought it was denim thieves, I think.
Denim thieves?
Yeah, like people that steal denim, but it's den of thieves.
Den of thieves, not denim thieves.
So that's like an in-joke, so that's why we picked that to play.
Now, Marissa, you are, what is your ethnic background?
My mom is Mexican.
So there's, you did have some, do I call them Mexican artists? Do I call it Tejano music?
It depends on the artist.
Okay, I know that Selena, that's Tejano music.
Tejano, mm-hmm.
Let's try that one. Let's try it and see if we like it. No, it's a Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. I feel dumb saying that. Very nice. Now, what's Bitty Bitty Bum Bum mean?
Oh, it doesn't mean anything. It's
just a nonsense, ram-a-lama ding-dong?
Yeah, she's Willy describing Bully. The sound that your heart makes, like a bitty bitty bum bum.
when she meets her mate.
Every time he walks by,
bitty, bitty,
my
bum,
heart
bum.
Has emotion, loses reason. Right. Bitty bitty bum bum.
Perfect. I had no idea. I thought it was a song by the Wiggles. They're teaching you how your blood pumps through your system. Mm-hmm. Did you have a song?
One guy from the Wiggles had a heart attack on stage.
Yeah, when he was doing a benefit for the Australian fires.
Good thing it wasn't Jeff.
And it was they wouldn't have known.
We can't wake Jeff up. Come on, quit milk.
Come on, Jeff. Enough
milking it, Jeff.
You know, Jeff. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. We gotta sing mashed potatoes, mashed banana, whatever it is.
Let's go old school and let's hear some Ella Fitzgerald. They can't take. Away from me.
They can't take. I can't take it.
They can't take
that away from me.
Oh, yeah. Well, look on this. The word that, you didn't type it, so it says they can't take away from me.
Dumb.
The way you wear your hat.
They took your brain away from you.
The way you sip your tea.
This is the old music I like.
That's what Nana would say.
No, they can't take that away from me.
Then she'd say, that was sexy. And you'd be like, oh my God, get away from me.
The way you sing off key.
Aw, dance with your mother.
The way you haunt my
She kept telling me how handsome my friend John, who was in my thing, she goes, hey, he's good looking.
Then fuck him.
We may never
meet. Pap's not here.
Oh, that's your mother.
Now, true or false, I would say something like that to her.
True.
And then she would say,
hey, at my age, you don't do that anymore. That's the kind of so
then
she'd
literally
say.
Almost anything I'll say, my mom would say, he's crazy.
Yeah. can you believe he said that? He told me to fuck him.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was a good song. I like that song too. How many more do we have in the list? Do we have any more?
Yeah, we have a ton.
Yeah, we have a shitload.
Let me play this one. This is a good like what I want to say. It's a good Journey song that most people don't hear often at a wedding.
When you're sick of all the other Journey songs.
Yeah, exactly.
We just played this a couple weeks ago on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. On the 30 Love show. Okay. So, but it's great. I love it.
This is like better than all the overplayed ones.
I agree. This is fantastic. I like the bass. It's right there. It's signed by Steve Perry and Jonathan Cain, right there.
Nice.
Journey Escape. Thank you, Steve Perry. Thank you for not touring. By the way, people, Steve Perry's never touring. He's never singing live again. He's never touring. So get over it. It's not happening. He released an album. He didn't tour. It's a year since then. He's not announcing any shows. He didn't even do a one-off. Let the man rest. He gave you an album. Enjoy it. He's never touring, never singing live. Because a 60-year-old Steve Perry can't sing the way a 40-year-old Steve Perry sang. And that's the last time we saw him.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Now we're going to cut the cake.
I'm not done with my toast, my Steve Perry toast.
Here's another song. This is a Foo Fighters song I put on there because I like the song and
it's from your favorite Foo Fighters album too.
Yeah. Okay. I started it like. Oh wait, hold on. I started a little too late. Here we go. It's called Up in Arms. So it's like a minute slow.
Yeah, and then it rocks. Then, like,
everyone fell asleep and then they.
The rain is here.
How long did our pinata last?
Hmm.
2 hits? 3 hits?
Halfway through Bitty Bitty Bom Bom.
And who, nephew Eric was taking that to town. He wanted to do that.
Yeah, he kept asking. He's like, when are we going to do the pinata? I was like, don't worry, we'll do the pinata. You'll be in line.
You'll be in line. Don't worry about it.
But he was like, oh, I really want to do the pinata. I was like, you can do it.
Because there weren't many kids there, really.
No, but he...
And he really wanted the mini alcohol bottles in it.
but he had fun.
He did have fun.
Yeah.
He did have fun because he didn't have my dad pulling him aside all the time.
Are you having fun? Is it good?
Hey, Papa, come over here. Papa wants to see if you're having fun.
Just like, we're just like, yeah, just eat Coke.
My dad puts on like a pedophile voice. Hey, come over and talk to Papa for a second. Hey, you having fun? Here, I'll give you a $10 bill. You can buy something when you get home. I'm like, leave him alone. What's wrong with you? I'm looking over there. I have quite a few for Patreon people. I have quite a few things to give away there. I've got Power Pop books. I've got the Liz Phair autobiography. I've got Beatles from A to Z by Peter Asher. I've got 3 Harry Styles CDs I'm going to give away because Rita and I are going to do a Rita's Playlist CD. I've got 5 Belinda Carlisle gold CDs. That's a 3-disc greatest hits set. I've got 4 signed Leif Garrett books. So, patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. So check that out.
That's a pretty nice prize pile over there.
That is a nice prize pile. I have to agree with you. Mm-hmm. And that Harry Styles CD is amazing.
Oh, is it?
It really is. It really is. We have tickets to see him.
He was good on SNL.
He was good on SNL.
Yeah.
That Billie Eilish concert's not happening in 2 weeks, is it?
No.
That sucks. That sucks. All right.
No reschedule. Everyone's going to reschedule.
No reschedule for 2022. Mm-hmm. Let me see what we didn't play here. What do we got next? What do we get? Oh, let's hear I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness.
Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. My heart's in overdrive and you're behind the steering wheel. Touching you, touching me, touching you, God, you touch your mood. I believe in a thing called love, just in the turning of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now, maybe we can get us on your star. I believe in a thing called love.
All right, Pilar has appeared, and she has a large bottle of champagne. Now, you didn't shake that up, did you?
I don't have it.
Now, you, what do you have? Do you have something to tell us?
Well,
here, use the mic. Come here.
Well, we should. Okay, so I just thought it might be easier to tell you this on the podcast.
What is this a bad thing?
Yeah, because I just figured.
What? I thought you had like a good thing, a good
thing.
No,
I just
thing.
Figured.
Do we have
this,
a bad news
this
thing?
This way, like when you get mad.
Did she break her arm?
You won't be able to get as bad. No.
Okay.
Not her arm. But you know how, like.
Okay, wait, I know what this is. Okay, so today she wanted to go to her friends and she wanted to buy. I have a nice tripod that I use that my camera goes on to make all my Patreon videos, and she wanted to use it today. And I didn't really want her to, but I relented being a nice dad. And so I assume you're coming up to tell me that she broke it.
Well, see, what's so great about what Rita was doing, though, is she was making a movie with a friend.
And now I can't make it.
She was making a movie because, you know, we're all, you know, cooped up here, coronavirus and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
and so we're not supposed to be sending her to a friend's house.
I know, right. But they're making, like, they were using their time creatively and productively, and we really should support
that. For the first time ever.
And so, yes, you know, she did break it, but she broke it in the act of making art, and we shouldn't be that mad at her.
Look, she better have been doing a Tom Cruise style stunt if she broke my tripod.
She called me. She goes, "Are you alone?" And I'm like, yeah.
Is she making a horror movie?
And then she goes, you know, she goes, I need you to talk to Dad. I need you to talk to him. Oh my you know, God. And so I'm talking to you. And then she said, can you pick me up tomorrow? And I'm like, I have to work. I actually work from home. I have to work. Can you call in sick to work? I'm like, no. No, so anyway.
Yeah, I have the coronavirus. I'm not going to be
in.
Yeah,
right.
And then you just put down the one phone and go, okay.
So
maybe she didn't break it. Maybe I can fix it.
Right.
Because I'm handy.
Maybe you can fix it. You're a handy
What if she
guy.
Brings it home in a bag of a billion pieces?
Play that Foo Fighter song in because I'm up in arms. No, you don't have to. All right. Well, this was disappointing.
But look, you're not as angry as you would normally
and
be.
Yeah, because you thought, now that's going to sound like I would be a stark raving lunatic. Wow. I let her take it. It's my fault. I know she's not trustworthy.
So, you know, just remember, it's an object. There are bigger things in the world right now, and you can maybe take some money from her.
Do you know, now I have to hold the camera with my hands, my arthritic hands, right. My old man hands. Today, I filmed three videos with Kyle, and I had to make a makeshift.
Yeah, you MacGyver to have like two box sets over there.
Two box sets. I took a box, I jammed the camera in the top of a box and just set it there. I don't want to have to do that the rest of my life.
We'll get you another one. Okay.
For when?
As soon as possible.
Go down right now and you start Amazoning around.
I will. Yeah. I'm sorry for this interruption.
Do we have alcohol in the house?
Bad news.
Dude, bring the Bellinis in. From outside.
Actually, do you guys want anything?
Yeah, bring the Bellinis in. Sure. We're almost done, but I'm going to come down and I'm going to chug some peach Bellini.
You want some Bellinis?
I want it if we have it.
Okay.
Go get it.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Go get it. Make sure the coyotes aren't on the outside. Did I tell you about the coyote one night?
No.
We have coyotes in the area. And so I go out to the garage. And
well, don't let them bite you. You could get rabies. That's the kind of thing she'd say.
I know.
Right. Like you would let it bite you.
Yeah, like I would. Yeah, sure.
Ow.
Hey. Oh, now I'm frothing at the mouth. So the garage door goes up. And as the garage door is going up, I hear down the sidewalk. Hear down the sidewalk like this. Tick, 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 tick. Its feet. Tick, 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 tick. And it walks by the driveway. And it walks by the driveway.
Yeah.
And then I turn my head to see. I'm like, was that a coyote? And it walks backwards. Tick, 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 and looks at me. And I'm like...
Did you wave?
No, and then we looked at each other, and then it went on. Because I don't think they'll really attack a person. No. Coyotes, no.
They're just like, hey, what are you doing?
I'm not even freaked out by the coyote, because sometimes I see them in the daytime. It looks like a mangy dog.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in the, it's not in the dog family, though, is it? What family is it in?
I don't know.
Come on, Marissa. You're the expert on this.
The coyote expert.
How many tattoos do you have, Marissa? Because I can see
five.
You have five. And Kyle, you just have the one bad one?
Yep.
Why don't you want to get that shaped up a little bit?
I will eventually. It's laziness.
When did you get it? 10 years ago.
No, 12.
Well, you're never going to get it shaped up.
I will eventually. It's just literally just laziness.
All right.
It's a canine.
It is.
It's related to the gray wolf.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Make that a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't even like, even in the summertime, if we have the windows up, once darkness comes, because the cat likes to lie in the window. But there's a screen, but I actually think a coyote might, if the coyote saw it at the screen, it might come up and try to get it. That's maybe. What I think. What do you think?
Yeah.
Am I being a lunatic?
When I was in high school.
I know the cat wouldn't break my tripod.
When I was in high school, we were at my friend's house and his mom comes out because the dog, they had a small dog and it was running around outside and she just yells, don't let that dog run around. A bird of prey will come and pick it up. And we're like, not with us standing here.
Is it a lost world?
Yeah.
What do you mean? A bird of prey.
I think she meant like a hawk or something, but it wasn't that small.
Oh my God,
small.
You snuck in here. Hi, what do you, no, you're not allowed to have alcohol by the equipment. You're not allowed to have any alcohol by this equipment. What are you doing? Yeah, and you didn't bring that up, honey.
No, we don't have any.
There's one down there, isn't there? There's like it's on the top shelf. There's something pink in a bottle.
Lemonade.
Oh, I don't want that. That's for children.
There's did you give the children the Bellinis?
No, maybe I did by mistake. I'm not in
there's
a beer mood. I think I'll have that wine.
Okay.
Just the whole bottle?
Cider.
Oh, there's a hard cider. Stella. What would you like?
Rosé, Stella, or cider?
What do you want?
I think a cider.
Okay, give it to me because you can not. If you if you open, I've already had a tripod ruined.
You have a cider?
Thank you.
Okay, and then I'll get
Henry Hotspur's hard pressed for cider.
I don't think this is a this isn't a twist off, is it?
Open that with your hand. That's for.
That's what I do. Is I'm nice to the ladies. I open it for, but I don't think it's a twist off.
No, it's not.
All right, we'll come. We'll drink when we come down. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be careful walking down the stairs with that.
Okay. All right.
We can leave him here. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just leave him here. We'll bring them all down.
No.
Okay.
No, no, because then they won't be chilled. Because we're not coming down now for another hour.
Really?
No, we'll be right down.
Really?
Yeah, we'll be down.
Okay.
Be careful. They're walking.
Yeah, you can bring these.
Yeah, we'll bring them down.
Is any of this getting edited out?
No. Not at all.
I didn't come here for someone to talk to their wife. About ciders and Bellinis.
Yeah, it's fine.
And scolding children.
This is. She wanted to say it online because she thought I'd be mad. Mm-hmm. I knew she'd break it, though.
You know what? Earlier when she interrupted the other podcast to ask about it.
Yeah.
And then was like, well, I'm not going to spend the night. And then she did spend the night and took it with her.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not coming back.
That's done.
Either it's not coming back in one piece or it's just not coming back at all.
I bet.
And you did say, I need you to bring it back and I want you to not break it. And she's like, I'll be careful. I'm not going to break it.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. I'm not an idiot. I bet she didn't break it. I bet I can fix it.
I bet it just like is like twisted wrong. Something's wrong.
Whatever she brings, but she brings it to six pieces. Okay, it is broken.
or worse, she goes, well, it was broken, so I just threw it away.
How long have we been recording?
An hour and 23 minutes, 24 minutes.
All right. How many songs we got left? A couple?
Yeah, a couple.
All right. What's the next song on the list? Play it for us. Marissa, do you want to add anything? Are you having fun?
No.
This is your this is your first time here, and I'm talking more than I ever talk. Yeah. And we got bad news from my wife. What do you got?
We'll play this one. This is another Cure song.
No, to be honest, when she said, I thought maybe, at first I thought it was something like she hurt herself or something.
Yeah.
Which would have been better than breaking my tripod.
Show me something, show me how you do that trick. The one that makes me scream, she said. The one that makes me laugh, she said. Threw her arms around my neck. Show me how you do it. And I promise you, I promise that I'll run away with you. I'll run away with you.
Just Like Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great song. How was the concert experience at a movie theater? Did you get into it?
Yeah, it was good. It was it was cool. Like the it was shot great. It looked great on the screen, and it was packed in there. Like I thought we would be like, there'll be like 10 or 15 people. It was sold out.
Yeah,
and it was pretty cool. I mean, it was Alamo, so we got to eat and.
We just got a gift certificate to the Alamo Draft House, but it's down by the Staples Center.
Yeah, that's
it's not conveniently located. Like that's a day trip to get down there.
Spend your whole gift card on parking.
Yeah, probably.
The one near us is really nice because we can just take the subway there.
How many stops away is it?
I go there with James Sandlin. It's
three.
Yeah.
How many times have you hung out with James Sandlin since you moved there?
Maybe six. Eight, maybe?
Have you done it as a couple? Have you both been out with James or no? And his wife?
Yes and no. We went over and played games at his place, but his wife was out of town.
Okay.
But then you've been working most of the times that we've had game night, so I've been there, but she has not.
And was the cute baby there?
I've not seen the baby in person.
Because sleeping?
Yeah, she's sleeping.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, mm-hmm. good.
But yeah, it's fun.
All right, cool. James Sandlin, he was here for He was in this room for the Radiohead.
And he was sick that time, so you think he was the patient zero for coronavirus?
Yeah, he's ground zero for it. And that's still one of our top six all-time downloaded episodes, according to Art 19. It fluctuates going from number one and number two. because no one's probably ever recorded an episode strictly about
Radiohead.
They're
probably few and far between. They are. When you find one, you go, oh, I'll listen to this.
I'll listen to this one. Oh, that show sucks.
That one guy knows a lot. The other guy knows nothing.
What a jerk. Well, let me see if I can find one here. Let's hear the Smith song. There is a light that never goes out. This Morrissey's fun. Take me
out tonight. Totally not racist at all either. Where there's music and there's
people and they're young and alive. If you ever have a wing ding at your house, you gotta have him there. He's the life of the party. In your car. I never, never want to go home because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see light. What's the name of this album?
The Queen is Dead.
This is the only one I need, right? Is this the only one I need?
Yeah.
It's the one, right? If anyone out there listening thinks I need another Smiths album,
you need all of them. Yeah.
Someone send me the top three Smith albums, but make sure this is one of the top three.
So send me two other Smith
two
albums.
Others. But this and two others. I don't have that. Yeah, this and two others. We transfer me. RockSolidPodcast@gmail.com. I'm happy to take your files. I love file sharing.
Four more? Three more?
I love it. Here, well, let's do... Well, we know what the playout song is going to be.
Okay. Here, we'll play this one.
Okay. Surprise me, even though I have the list in front of me. You're sorry. You're Clarkson. Why don't you play a talk show host music?
This is by Sally Jesse Raphael.
Oh, I have her glasses. Like how much you wanted anyone but me.
Said you never come back, but here you are. You don't like Ellen's music?
I just like her dancing. Books would you say are in this room? Just off the top of your head, how many books are in this room?
You remind me, there's a video online right now of Jonathan Frakes from that what was that show, The Fact or Fiction? And okay. Someone just edited together all these weird questions, and like they'll tweet it and they'll be like, when I'm home alone with my 6-year-old, and it's like, have you ever ridden a mountain bike? What would you say the tallest man you've ever seen was? Do you know how a computer works? Like,
when
it's
did
all
you ask
this...
you your hearing check? Yeah.
I did ask. Were you there when I asked Mario if he saw the new Terminator movie?
Yes, and he just laughed for like 20 minutes. I don't know how many books are in this room.
Like, there's some over here, and there's some over there. I have a point to this question. How many do you think are here? Just, you know.
Like even counting like those up there, that just total
books in this room that you can see.
I don't know,
62.
No, I'm going to say 150.
And how many do you think
that's
I've read?
Too many.
Zero. Two. I know that you've read the Macmillan Visual Dictionary from cover to cover. Well, now that's a waste of time now with the internet.
Yeah, I think Pilar. There's a book here that Pilar helped curate.
I think it might have been it. I think you say there's a book here that has our gun in it.
I bet I've read. Let's say there's 150 books here. I bet I've read no more than 10. When am I going to find time to read these?
If only you had some sort of pandemic going on that kept you inside.
Apocalyptic thing that kept me inside.
All I would need is a week of nothing to do, no distractions. Now people are like, oh, I can't do this.
I read the Aerosmith book. I read the Cheap Trick book.
I didn't come here for book talk.
I read Ace Frehley's book. Of course I read one of the shittiest books, the Ace Frehley book. Why wouldn't you? Let me see what else.
I thought you said you had a point to this.
I read the Meatloaf book. So again, I'm reading the shittiest of the books. I read that Kiss book, that other Kiss book there. Why am I reading the worst books? I read Paul Stanley's book.
Did
I read,
you read
Gene
Red?
Simmons' book. I read Red, yeah. Okay, we're up to eight already. I read Pilar's Breaking the Rules screenwriting book.
The smaller one?
The smallest one. The one that's more like a graphic novel. I read that Glory Days book. Okay.
All right.
I know I read 10. I read the Heart book.
Oh, here's that thing.
Yeah, I've read 10. I'm proud of myself.
You ever walked out of a mall into a huge parking area and realized you'd forgotten where you parked your car.
Ever gone mountain biking?
What do you want to be when you grow up? What's the right tick?
Have you called a plumber to your home lately?
How superstitious are you?
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery? Do you display this as a trophy? Do you have a pet? Do you have a sweet tooth? Do you believe in the power of a curse?
Have you had your hearing tested lately?
Planning a trip soon? Can you remember the tallest man you've ever seen?
You love to go a wandering beneath a clear blue sky.
Have you noticed what big stars real estate agents have become?
Are you careful with your personal records? Does your computer ever seem to have a mind
this
of its
fantastic.
Own? Have you ever visited a Chinatown section in a major city?
Have you ever visited a flea market? Have you ever visited a truck stop? Did you ever have a job as a waiter?
Have you noticed how many successful restaurants are theme-based these days?
Have you ever had the desire to write your initials in wet cement?
My favorite, and I have a favorite out of that list. Do you have a sweet tooth? That was my favorite.
I like the innocuous ones like that, but I also like the very specific, like, do you remember the tallest man you've ever seen?
Yeah, there's some that are just simple, and then some are a long question.
You ever been to a Chinatown district in a major metropolitan area?
I have. I could answer every one of those questions. Why didn't you pause it so I could answer every one of those?
There's also another one where he goes, sorry, that's not true. That one was fake. We faked that one. Like, it's just all of those, and it's so great.
Oh, my Lord. All right, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. You guys are...
married?
Are you still... You're still newlyweds, right?
Yeah.
I don't know when that when that expires.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you soon.
We're only weds.
You know, after 22 years, you'll have a nice conversation like I have with my wife. Are you kidding? She broke what?
I'm going to kill that kid. Get me alcohol.
Get me alcohol now. Something that'll get me stoned. Okay, look, you kids, because you're kids, because I'm old enough to be both of your parents. Easily. Mm-hmm. Right?
Sure.
How old are you, Marissa?
25.
25. I'm 56. So when I was 31, I had her. Is that right? Am I doing the math right?
I think you are. Seems like you would. No.
No. Wait a minute. How old are you again?
Yeah, 31. I thought you said 41. Yeah, 31.
Yeah.
Wait. She's 25 and 20.
Yeah, Ezra's 19.
I didn't come here for fucking math.
I didn't come here for someone who can't add.
Well, add this one star.
I could be your parents. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Going to play out with the song that was your...
This is our last
this
dance.
Is your so last dance.
So we had a last dance, and then there was a last dance for everyone, or was this everyone's last dance?
This was everyone's last
That's
dance.
That's right.
Now, this is sung by Bernadette Peters. I have some trivia about her.
Mm-hmm.
She slept with Steve Martin.
No.
Because they used to date. So I assume they had sex.
Here's some hearsay trivia.
Are you on Twitter, Marissa?
I have a Twitter. I don't use my Twitter.
Do you want people following you?
You could plug your Instagram if you want.
I have an Instagram.
You want to plug that?
Sure.
Where do we find you on Instagram?
Marissa Bay Riggs. It's just my name.
And how do you spell Bay? B-A-Y?
B-A-Y. It's short for Beyonce.
Is it? No. You lie. Kyle, you're at Kyle Dotson Funny.
Sure.
We are at Rock Solid Show. I am at Pat_Francis. We are at Rock Solid Podcast at gmail.com. Did you put today's episode, episode?
But I will.
It's okay. I didn't remind you. It's a bonus episode. What are you going to do? Okay, let's play out. Look, I wish you guys as many happy years of marriage as I've had with Pilar. That means I've had 12 and Pilar has had 7. So, you know, but collectively, that's 19 of 22, so that's pretty good. So congratulations again on your nuptials.
Thank you.
The best wedding I've ever been to.
Thank you.
And I was at Charles and Diana's wedding. No, it was fun. It was celebratory. Everyone had a great time. It had all the aspects of what you hope your dream wedding will be. And I hope for you it was your dream wedding.
Yeah. We'll make the next one even better for you.
We wanted it to not feel like generic.
Right.
Yeah. We wanted it to feel very us.
It certainly didn't.
Okay.
Because from the time I got that save the date, I knew it was going to be a mess.
And then they had a blast.
So fuck them. That's the sentiment. This is the unexpected song. This was your last dance. Thank you, Marissa. Thank you, Kyle. Or Marisa and Kyle. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let's do it.
I'm lost for words. Your smile has really thrown me. This is not like me at all. I never thought I'd know the kind of love you've shown me.
That old